www.attableek.com, the reviver of Iman.
Today's old workers, Jod, it is only Allah has brought. It is a sign of love of Allah, because Allah loves His deen very much. To whomever He loves, He gives the tawfiq of following deen. He gives the understanding of deen. And Allah Rabbul Izzat makes him move around and gives him hidayah. And Allah Rabbul Izzat makes him a means of hidayat. Makes him a means of
hidayat. www.attableek.com, the reviver of Iman.
So definitely we should be thankful to Allah that He has brought us to attend this job. Once Allah gives an opportunity, we should try to utilize fully. Try to utilize the time we have brought and the money we have spent to come over here. Inshallah, we should try to utilize it in the fullest manner. That is on our part, that's what we give thanks to Allah. Not only listening, but try to understand what is being said. Because listen, then understand it, and to bring it into our life, give da'wat. Give da'wat. That is the procedure. That is the procedure to bring something into our heart. Listen carefully, try to understand it fully, and bring it into our heart. And if you want to bring it into our life, convey it to others. Give da'wat. Allahu Akbar. That is the haq, the right of understanding. That is the right of understanding. Just to listen and leave it, it's not enough. The bayan was very good. It's not enough. We have to understand. Allah will give us tawfiq, inshallah, to understand and to bring it into our heart and convey it to others and bring it in the form of amal. Respected elders and brothers, Allah through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us a complete deen. Complete in every respect and every aspect. And very easy deen. Easy. Easy to follow. But not for everyone. Not for everyone. Whoever has learnt it, whoever is trying to learn it, for him the deen will be easy. As far as world is concerned, we want to learn something. Maybe it's driving, maybe it's swimming. We have to learn it. We can't do it without learning. Without getting into the water, we can't learn swimming. Without getting into the wheel of a car, we can't learn driving. As far as world is concerned, so deen is easy only for whom Allah has given him understanding that we have to give some time, spend money, to learn it. Learn it. Once we learn, it becomes very easy. But those who don't have the inclination to learn, the easy deen will become difficult for them. Getting into tahajjud, difficult. Getting for the fajr prayer early morning will be a burden. Will be a burden. Easy things will become difficult, because this Muslim brother has not given time to learn. So respected elders and brothers, and how far we have to learn? Is it any time bound? We have to learn until death, until mouth. Keep learning, keep on learning, Allah Akbar. Keep learning and keep bringing into our life. This will go until the last breath. The last breath. So respected elders and brothers, Allah Rabbul Izzat, for this work of Dawa, Allahu Akbar, He selects. Just now He has selected the Anbiya alayhi salam for this noble work, Allah has selected us also, Allahu Akbar. So first selection, as far as world is concerned, you know, when you want to apply for a job, whether it is a government job or a private job in a private company, they ask for qualification, they ask for experience. Then they will conduct some test, etc. But Allah Rabbul Izzat, first He selects. Here, selection is first. Not on any basis. Whomever He loves, Allahu Akbar, He selects. Then afterwards, He makes him move around. Allah gives him tawfiq to move around. And He puts effort to bring 100% deen with 100% haqiqat. It is only Allah gives him. So first selection, then only the necessary sifat, the attributes Allah gives, Allahu Akbar. The more we do sacrifice, the more we acquire the sifat necessary for this noble work. It is not an ordinary work. It is the work of Anbiya alayhi salam. Such a noble work, myself and yourself cannot learn. But it's chilla and teen chilla. 4 months chilla. It's not time bound. Allahu Akbar. Keep on learning. We learn from the elders. Iman has two attributes. One is, it either goes up or comes down. When you do some amal, when you obey the commandment of Allah, when you do some amal which Allah likes, the iman obviously goes up. But when we leave it, when we disobey a commandment of Allah, it goes down. Allahu Akbar. When someone commits one which Allah has forbidden, it goes down like anything. Allahu Akbar. It goes down like anything. Iman is highly sensitive. Highly sensitive. A wrong look at a non-mahram lady, iman will go down. Allahu Akbar. Iman will go down. Very sensitive, very sensitive. And the second sifat is, it has no limit. It has no limit. You can put the effort until the last breath, like Sahaba Raziyallahu Ajmaeen, after their iman was like a mountain, strong like a mountain, deep like an ocean, Allahu Akbar. Still they were not satisfied. Still they were afraid. Whether I have discharged my duties prescribed by Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they were afraid. So this effort of iman, dear elders and brothers, it has to be constantly and continuously done. It is my zimmedari. By that I mean responsibility entrusted by Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on every ummati. Every ummati is a responsible person. And what is the responsibility? The responsibility is first to bring mukammal deen, complete deen, 100% deen into my life with 100% reality, haqiqat. This is the top priority. How sweet is the da'wat of Allah? He gives everything and He tells us to make your akhira, Allahu Akbar. Nothing is ours. Whatever we possess in the form of asbab, in the form of house or vehicle, whatever we have, it is entrusted by Allah for some work, to discharge some responsibility. And this is the responsibility. Next, we have to take care of our wife and children, our family. Save them from the hellfire. Allah says, it is the commandment of Allah. Next, we have to save the entire ummah. We should have concern about the whole ummah. No one should enter into the hellfire. So only for this, Allah has given the asbab. The material things we possess, it is given by Allah, and to discharge some responsibility. Doesn't mean that we cannot use it for our necessities. We can use it, but there is a limit. There is a bound for it. You can't use it to fulfill your wish, to fulfill your desire. Even to spend it for necessities, we have to give account. Eat and drink, but don't waste. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, there is a limit for it. There is a limit. But if we spend it to fulfill our desire, we are going beyond the limit. Definitely we will be questioned. Because that was not the purpose for which Allah has given. Allah has permitted us to fulfill the necessities also. But there is a limit. There is a bound prescribed by Allah. Allahu Akbar. And if you see the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can see the bound. We can understand the bound. Inshallah. That doesn't mean we have to become poor. That doesn't mean Allah. But the wealth which Allah has given to some less, to some more, nothing is wrong if it is outside the heart. Outside the heart, it will not harm. If it comes inside the heart, it will harm. Unless the ship or the boat is on the water, it will reach the destination. But once the water comes in, it will sink. It will sink. Allah. This heart is only for the love of Allah, for the fear of Allah, for the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for ikhlas. And in this heart, if you bring the hubbemal, love of dunya, love of muhabbat, is the height of injustice. It is the height of injustice. So this majma, again to remind, because it has to be reminded, akhirat is not in front of our eyes. That's why we have a schedule. Allahu Akbar, the maqami work, the work we do it in our locality. I'm not going to discuss the five amal. You are all world workers. All the five amals, then when time comes, you have to go in the path of Allah for 40 days, for 4 months, in Takhaza, to foreign. It's a continuous process. Allahu Akbar. Once we leave it, the iman will go down. Definitely will go down. No. So whatever Allah has given, I heard from elders one beautiful example. A big officer is there, maybe a district forest officer, some high position. The government gives him all the facilities, house, car, driver, arms, ammunition, because he occupies a high position. He has to discharge his responsibility. And he took the driver, his car, arms and ammunition. He went for hunting. Astaghfirullah. He's doing injustice. He's doing injustice. We have to ponder, am I doing justice? Am I making my akhirat? By the asbab which Allah has bestowed upon me? Allahu Akbar. It's a big responsibility. Whether it is small or big, Allah has given asbab to everyone. Time and money. So this continuous is a process which require our sacrifice constantly and continuously. Because akhirat is not in front of our eyes. No one is to being reminded that you have to go to work tomorrow. He knows. He knows his responsibility. I have to go. I have to earn my livelihood. I have to earn my bread. But akhirat, we have to remind. The more we remind, the more we are reminded. That is the beauty of Dawat. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I heard from the elders, ulama, my work is like the rain from the heavens. The rain. When it rains, even the dry land, driest land, there comes some greenish. Allahu Akbar. Just like that, whose heart is hard, you know, how it becomes hard? Because he forgets akhirah. He makes the purpose dunya. For him, the heart becomes very hard. So once you give dawat to him, his heart will become soft. Allahu Akbar. Just like a dry land becomes soft due to rain. And we have to remember, respected elders and brothers, the dawat is pouring water on the root of a tree. Once you pour water on the root of a tree, the stem, the branches, the leaves, flowers will be there, fruits will come, it will be sweet. This work is like pouring water on the root of the tree. On the root of the tree, Allahu Akbar. Deen will flourish in every walk of my life. So this has to be reminded constantly and continuously. That's why, respected elders and brothers, Allah has brought us. So we have to utilize this opportunity. Sometimes Allah gives us the opportunity to go in the path of Allah. Our time and money is amanat. It's a trust. It's a trust. So we have come not by our own. It is the love of Allah who has brought us. Allah wants to give us something. But one who is not hearing, one he keeps himself in other necessities, going around, moving around, not listening to the bayan of elders, what he will get? Because all of us are, you know, old workers. We have spent a lot of time. We have to show to others that we are responsible. As I told you in the beginning, it is only selection. First is selection, then Allah gives the sifat. Umar Razi Allah Anhu, he was not fit. He was unfit to graze even the camels. Allah has selected him. From where to where he brought, Allahu Akbar. The abilities, the capabilities, Allah will give. It will just boil. Once you put rice, you know, if you get it heated, it will boil. All the salayas will boil. From where to where Allah has brought. Because Allah has given an opportunity and we have to utilize. Utilize in the best possible manner. Whenever the time is finalized, this time the bayan will start, there is no need of gather the satis. We should be here well before time, and listen to it attentively. That is very important. Attentively, try to understand and try to bring into the heart. But whatever you brought into the heart, unless you give dawat, it is difficult to come into a life. Dawat has such a power, Allahu Akbar, to bring into our life. Immediately after going home, or even here, you can do muzakirah. What the elders said, Because every speech there will be tarjuma, there will be translation from Urdu to English. So there is no problem, Allahu Akbar. So we have to utilize the opportunity given by Allah in the best possible manner. Allahu Akbar. Shall we do it? Shall we do it, inshallah? All the necessities, we can fulfill it within the time allotted for it. Time will be given. Time will be given. Because we are all human beings, not angels. We have necessities. Allahu Akbar. Try to allot some time for the necessities and come the purpose for which Allah has brought us. The purpose for which Allah has brought us. If you come in time, definitely Allah will make us remember the purpose for which Allah has sent us in this world. It is a short time. Allahu Akbar. Very short time. Very valuable. Very valuable. Whoever understand the value of this time, the value of this life given by Allah, there is also by the tawfiq of Allah. There is also by the tawfiq of Allah. After every bayan, there will be taqaza. There will be tashkeel, as you know. Inshallah, understanding that it is my responsibility, understanding the sacrifice of Sahaba Raziyallahu Ajmain, we have to make ourselves ready for the sacrifice. Whatever be the taqaza, ready for sacrifice. Allahu Akbar. Because it is a short life and Allah has assured, Allahu Akbar, multiple times, even when someone recites Subhanallah once, it is better than the mountain of Uhud. Allah gives so much, it makes the pan weighty. One Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Our effort is very less. Allah multiplies manifold. Allahu Akbar. Multiplies manifold. We can't imagine. We can't imagine. If you do one good amal, this is also an amal. Coming in time, listening, it's an amal. Allahu Akbar. Allah Rabbul Izzat gives reward, multiplied so many times, and forgives all the sins. Allahu Akbar. And raises his status. Raises his status. Our effort is very less. Very less. That's why this work demands yaqeen, the conviction. I should have full conviction that Allah will give me. Allah's promise is true. Definitely He will give me. This conviction, this yaqeen, will make a person move in the commandment of Allah. Obey the commandment of Allah and follow the lifestyle of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As we know, we have no independence at all. We are bound by certain rules and regulations called Shariat and Sunnat. A Muslim has no independence at all. No independence. Whatever he does, he should do it not according to his wish, according to the will of Allah. And he can't do as he likes. He has to do it Muhammadur Rasulullah. The way shown by Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah has promised, because when we give da'wat, we used to tell about the akhirah, the jannat. But what Allah has promised in this world, that also we have to remember. Hayatun tayyiba. Allahu Akbar. A pure life. A life with peace and tranquility. It has no connection with money, with asbab. If deen is there, Allah will give us a very beautiful life. Peaceful life. Peaceful life. Whether you are living in a mansion, whether you are living in a small house, hut, Allah will give you peace and tranquility. Because Allah's commandment of Allah and the Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam sunnat has this sifat. Once we do it, Allah Rabbul Izzat will definitely give us tawfiq, His love, Allah's love. Allahu Akbar. If Allah loves someone, definitely Allah will give him an understanding of akhira. I do this, definitely Allah will give me in the akhirat the reward. He has akhirat in mind. I should have not spoken like this. Immediately he will ask forgiveness. Because the door of forgiveness is open. Always he has akhirat in front. Allah has brought me here and I will listen and I will try to increase my sacrifice. Allah Rabbul Izzat, according to our niyat, according to our intention, Allah will give us tawfiq. Inshallah. So inshallah, it is a very great opportunity that Allah Rabbul Izzat has brought us here. Inshallah, more will be coming. And whoever come first, inshallah, they are the first. They are awwaleen. Allahu Akbar. So inshallah, after the Maghrib prayer, inshallah, there will be bayan continuously until dua. Inshallah, make intention that I will participate in the full manner. Shall you do it? Inshallah. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Inshallah. Jazakallah khair.
Inshallah, brothers can complete the necessities. Rabsara, inshallah. Also, brothers, once again, I reminded, inshallah.